Hi, I'm Cecilia Poulin, mother of two, ex-lawyer, ex-banker, writer, singer, creator of one-woman shows, international coach for professional women, international keynote speaker, breaker of conventions, and believer in creativity and the power of the feminine in all of us to change the world. Welcome to Diary of a Writer, where I talk about how I write, and read some of what I write. I really hope you enjoy it, and that it encourages you to develop your own creativity in whatever form that may take. Today I've been looking back over what I've written already, and I'm starting to fill in the gaps. And I've just moved the section that's called memory to the section that's next to the section that is dreams and visions, because I realised that really they're pretty much the same thing. One is remembering the past and the other is remembering the future. And that remembering the past is really also, it's using our imagination as well in remembering. And the text that I've written it's a little bit messy, and I think it still needs a lot of work. But what I wanted to do was very much free write about memory and about my favourite memories. So he goes, I've been writing a list of my favourite memories. Just writing the list has filled me with contentment. It makes me realise just how many wonderful experiences I have had. Another example of the glass half full. If every time I was feeling down, I pulled out my list of marvellous memories, I'm sure it would cheer me up again. Which memories make me the happiest of all? Firstly, and most importantly, time spent with my children. Going on walks with them when they are imagining a whole host of horses and dogs coming with us. They're running backwards and forwards up and down the hilly paths, talking to each other and to the horses and dogs, seeing them so happy playing together. There are no memories better than that. Except, perhaps, having them sitting on my knee, the weight of them on my legs, their arms around my neck, kissing the soft skin of their necks, laughing with them. And times with the family in Dinard. Bernard Père standing at the end of the dining table in his underpants singing La Marseillaise. At Christmas time, Bernard Père telling the story of the gendarme stopping the car when he had drunk too much in Alsace, getting annoyed every single time that they had dangerously leapt in front of the car, and the whole family laughing every single time. The next best memories are those of falling in love, but those memories are transient. Memories of falling in love only last for a short time, the time of the relationship, or when the ordinariness of the everyday transforms them. And memories of falling in love are tinged with regret. Those memories don't last. I think often of times with my children, but seldom of times when I was in love. But at the time, being in love, thinking back on being together, of all the things I loved about the man I was in love with, those memories were extraordinarily powerful and filled me with joy. The other most powerful memories are those of being outside, physical exertion in beautiful places, experiences shared with other people or alone. The 5 days of mountain climbing in the Alps, culminating in climbing Mont Blanc. For the others, I couldn't climb fast enough to keep up. Waking early in the morning, well before sunrise, in a refuge, getting up with heavy walking boots, crampons, ice picks, helmets, harnesses and ropes, and setting off to climb a glacier in the night before the sun rises over the mountains, turning the ice pink. Dinners in refuges high in the mountains with people we will only see once, but with whom we are delighted to share a bowl of soup and a shared love of walking. A canal boat tour with friends and the children, eating outside and watching the sun set over the water and the swallows dip and swerve, catching insects. Sleeping in sailing boats, drinks in the cockpit at the end of the day. Walking and cycling in Newcastle after we just got married, attaching the hose to the tap in the kitchen, pushing it out the window so it drops three stories down to the courtyard below where our muddy bikes are waiting to be washed in the freezing cold. Then a hot shower, a warm cup of tea, dinner, and bed. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of A Diary of a Writer. I'm running an absolutely free group coaching session on the 9th of May at 6:30 p.m. Central European Time. This session is part of my Dancing Days series where we dig deep on a particular emotion. We have already danced with fear and with anger, and this time we're going to be dancing with joy. If you have ever felt miserable and wondered how to have more joy in your life, you will find this session to be of enormous benefit. Check out the Dancing Days Dancing with Joy page on my website, www.ceciliapoulin.com. I would love it if you could join us. Thank you so much for listening.